Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Alicia.
Yes. My name is Cindy Deshaw. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Okay. I received shipments from you, and I thought that it was canceled. I wanted to find out if I can return them and get credit. They're not opened or used.
Let me take a look at it for you. Can you provide me with your zip code?
What's that?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
My zip code is 58601.
Okay, you said 58601.
Uh-huh.
Your name again?
What's that?
Your name?
Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y. Deshaw is my last name. It's spelled like Des Champs. It's D-E-S, capital C-H-A-M-P-S.
Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
208 First Avenue East, Apartment 1, Dickinson, North Dakota.
Thank you. And you had the Novi Skin Serum and face cream. I do see that this product was ordered. The skincare products, the Novi, N-O-U-V-E-E.
Uh-huh.
That product was originally ordered on 10/11 for 14/08. You are required to cancel within 14 days to avoid being charged. Considering that you can cancel, you will automatically charge for the full price of the product and set up on auto billing or auto shipment.
Okay, well, it was supposed to be canceled. I don't know why it wasn't, but I have two packages that I received that I haven't opened or used. Can I return them and get credit?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We can't receive that product back.
Even though it's unopened and unused? You
yes,
won't
ma'am.
Credit me for them? And what have you charged me for those packages?
You were charged on the 30th of January for $87.43 and
$89.65. Are you kidding me? $87.43, and the second one was what?
$89.65.
Why is it more?
Because it's two different products. One is a dietary. One is a one is a face serum, and the other one is a skin serum.
You're saying you charged me $89 each item in the package?
Yes, ma'am.
So, for the package for, dated 12/31st, you charged me 170 whatever bucks for that package? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me the total of the two amounts?
Yes, ma'am. That was $87.43
and give me 1 second. $89.65. That was $177.08. Are you kidding me? Wow. What a rip. And it shouldn't have even been sent. So that you charged me that a second time in February, I take it?
No, ma'am. You haven't been charged for February.
I haven't been charged. I think so, because it put my account in the red and screwed my finances up totally. And you won't take either of these
charges. I'm seeing a charge in January. I'm seeing a charge in December. November and October.
So you've sent these four times? I've only received three.
Yes, ma'am. You should have actually
received four. So what
happened
to the other
one? One, two, three.
Well, I didn't. I only received
the shipping and handling product.
I only received three packages.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it's been missed that one was delivered on 10/15. One was delivered on 12/7. One was delivered on 1/5. And one was delivered on 2/3.
And you've charged me for all four?
Yes, ma'am.
So a minute ago you said you didn't charge me for a package in February, but you did.
No, ma'am, we haven't charged for February yet. You were charged for January. The product should have been delivered on the 3rd.
So what are you saying? You send the products before you charge? That's not
No, ma'am.
How you
we charge and then we send the product. You were charged on 1/30. You received the product on the 3rd. On 2/3. One, two, three.
Okay. Okay, well, don't send any more. And I won't receive products. I will return them. And you guys can't. This is so ridiculous. What a scandal you people are. Unreal. Is there someone I can talk to about returning the unopened packages?
Well, ma'am, we can't receive those products back once they're sent out, even if they're unopened.
Well, there's no reason why you can't. They weren't supposed to be sent. I want to be credited for them so you can have them back. Who do I need to talk to straighten this out?
Well, ma'am, there isn't anyone else that actually would advise you to return the product because in our policy, we can't receive the product back.
Okay, do you have a supervisor I could speak with? Is there a number I could call your supervisor during the day tomorrow or something?
Just give me a few moments and I can transfer you over. One second. All right, let me prepare everything to transfer you over, okay?
What is it you're preparing?
Notations, and I will have to, before I transfer, I will have to notate everything so that supervisor that speaks to you will know everything that's going on for you.
And you canceled this, right? So it's not going to get sent again?
I'm doing that now. I'm in the process of doing it now for you. Just give me one moment.
And what is your name?
Elisha's, E-L-I-S-H-A.
Oh, it's nice spelled with an E. I have a niece with an A, but... Okay. So for sure today it's canceled. It's not going to... You're not sending any more, right?
That's correct. And give me a few more moments. Okay.
You know, what you're charging me is more than what I was told when I initially looked at the product.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see that. Plus, you paid shipping and handling $7.49 and $6.59 on 10/11.
Yeah, but the $177, that's still $170. That's more than what I was told. And I only received three packages, not four. You know, they just leave it at my door. They don't even tell me that nobody calls or anything. I'll just randomly be leaving or something and open the door and there's a package on the floor in my apartment. So why should I have to pay for a package I didn't even get?
Yes, ma'am, I did go ahead and notate everything for you, so now I'm transferring you over, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so very much for contacting customer service. Please hold for a transfer. You'll hear a brief moment of silence and then music.